The Winter Olympics may be over, but good news, curling fans. You don't have to wait 4 years to enjoy some thrilling curling action.
Yeah, keep going. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Sweep, sweep, sweep. The Granite Curling Club in Seattle's Bitter Lake neighborhood is home to league play, and they'll teach you to throw stones, sweep, and score like the pros. But there is a learning curve.
When you watch it looks really easy, and then you come out and try, you're like, oh, that's a lot harder than I thought it was.
Jessica Schultz is an instructor at Granite Curling, and she says it's a sport for everyone.
We really have a great sense of community here. This is the only sport I know of where I have played against a 90-year-old with a 12-year-old on my team. And it's just really fun because it's intergenerational. Every skill level can try it, but not everybody's going to go to the Olympics.
John Chang recently tried curling for the first time with his church group. The hardest part for him? Working that broom.
The sweeping. Oh, man, the sweeping was so exhausting. I thought my arms were going to fall off.
Jessica Schultz says the club gets a lot of first-timers during the Winter Olympics, and most of them do get hooked.
This is a volunteer-run club, so everybody out here is not getting paid. We're doing it for the love of the sport and the love of the community, and I think a lot of people just find their second place. You're not going to find the Seattle Freeze at the curling club. The only thing frozen here is the ice.
The club is also a hub for professional curlers. Five players from Seattle are currently at Nationals in Duluth, Minnesota.